When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. I would say that sounds like a pretty good description of our world today. Amen? Remember, I'm the Holy Savior. You've got to help me here. You can't just sit there. This isn't a lecture. But really, our world is a mess, isn't it? People are scurrying here and there, everywhere, looking for what? They don't know. Looking for happiness? You know, if I just have more money. Look at the white-collar people who have millions and then they still decide ways to rob others. If I just have more space, if I have more things, I'll be happy. Does it work? No, it doesn't. You see, that's the irony of it. We live in a me generation, don't we? It's all about me. Making ourselves happy, whatever happy means. We need a shepherd. Really reminds me of a modern-day parable. Many of you, I'm sure, have seen it, called the Caterpillar Pillar. Anybody remember that? Anybody? Raise your hands if anybody remembers, if I'm the only one that ever read it. But the Caterpillar Pillar is a story of caterpillars. And there's this caterpillar pillar made up of caterpillars climbing up the pillar, climbing up on top of one another to get to the top. And they don't really know what's at the top, but everybody's doing it. So they're climbing over and they're stepping on each other and they're pushing others off and they're anything they can do to get to the top. Does that sound like our world? A little bit? Yeah. Well, and when they get to the top, they look around and there's nothing there. But what they see are these beautiful butterflies flying freely all around the top. And they are in awe, failing to realize that all they have to do is die to themselves, enter into the chrysalis, the caterpillar, logs in, and it dies. It dies to everything, and it in that secret of the chrysalis, it's born again with beautiful wings and freedom and flying all around. That's the message of the cross. In the first reading, Jeremiah reprimands the bad shepherds who exploit the sheep, don't take care of them. And God promises through him to send a shepherd who will care for his sheep. And we have that beautiful responsorial. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I shall want. The Lord takes care of us. The Lord is my shepherd. Christ is our shepherd. We have a shepherd as Christians, amen, as followers of Christ. We have a leader. We need, you know, instead of being scattered all over, we need a leader, don't we? We need someone to follow, and Christ has come and given us the message. He said to the apostles, come and follow me, and Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And he says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Jesus has shown us the way to happiness, to meaning. How many people in this world are asking, and maybe we ourselves at times, why am I here? What good am I? Do I really matter? Hello? Nobody's ever asked that question? I'm sure. We do. Yeah. Where do we find meaning in our lives? That's the trouble. We're scurrying and looking everywhere, and it doesn't work. Jesus said to us, I came to serve, not to be served. Amen? Now, if we're honest, much of the time we want to be served, don't we? We want others to make us happy. We want things to make us happy. If I just have more and more, we're like drug addicts. If I just have more and more of what doesn't work, I'll be happy. Or self, we can make ourselves happy. No. Jesus said, I came to serve. And he says, I tell you this, that my joy may be yours. And your joy complete. The joy of God, joy of Jesus, our joy, is in giving. Amen? In sharing. Sharing is at the root of our happiness. Isn't it true? We've all experienced it. Amen? I mean, parents certainly, well, husbands and wives. You know, to the extent that you give of yourselves, the joy of the union with your children. Thank God for children. They force us. They force us to give of ourselves. Amen? You know, I mean, how many of you want to get up in the middle of the night or spend the night with a sick child and then go to work? And yet there's no greater joy. No greater joy than having shared. And yet our world is going the opposite direction. Sharing is taboo. Amen? I mean, we have bigger houses. Now, everybody has their own bedroom. You don't have to share anymore. Everybody has their own TV. Amen? So you don't have to share. You don't even have to watch TV together, which is not much sharing. Everybody has their own car. You know, we don't need one another. And how are we? Are we happy? Look around. Look around. The number of suicides, the violence, the distrust, paranoia that reigns in our lives. Why? Because it's all about me. And yet Jesus said, no. It's about sharing. It's about giving. That our happiness lies in serving, in giving ourselves in service of others. Isn't that what our Holy Father has been teaching? You know, you talk about having a shepherd. Don't we have a wonderful shepherd now? Not that the others weren't, but the Holy Father is really challenging us, his sheep, challenging us to look at ourselves, challenging us to become more aware of others. What does he say? Get out of your churches. It isn't about coming here, going home with warm fuzzies. It's about going out once you leave here. That's where the difference is made. Like the hymn, whatsoever you do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you do for him. We come here to be empowered, to be enriched, to be challenged. I've said many times, if we come to church and leave the same way we came, we haven't paid attention. We haven't listened to the gospel, because the gospel is always going to challenge us to go out. Our Holy Father is in his new encyclical certainly challenging us to see the connection, the interconnection between all of creation and all of us, the poor and the rich and the disenfranchised, and we're all in this together. And it's about sharing. That's what he's talking about. That's why he's come out pretty strong about capitalism. Not that capital is bad, but it's not working for the vast majority of the people in the world. Someone said to me the other day, well, Father, I don't think the Pope realizes all the good things about capitalism. And I wanted to say, I didn't. I said, good for whom? Good for us, yes. But it's exploiting, in many ways, the poorest of the poor. And so we're challenged. We're challenged. But that's where our happiness lies. That's where our the meaning of our lives. Why am I here? To serve. Why are you here? To serve. What we do for one another makes all the difference in the world. And so the Lord is our shepherd, but we have to listen. We have to follow him. And that's a challenge. That's always difficult. But it begins right at home. We can't go out and solve the world's problems, but we can change how we treat one another. We can become more concerned, become more other-centered. Life is that journey from total selfishness. Babies have no awareness of other, do they? Everything's an extension of self. Where'd mom go? You mean she's not mine? You mean I have to share with all these other little no-neck monsters running around? And that's the beginning. And each day, because we're all selfish, each day we become a little less focused on me and more focused on the needs of our brothers and sisters. And in that, we discover the happiness. That's how we die to self. That's the cross that Jesus says we have to bear every day. And that's the transforming cross that allows us to be born again into eternal life.